Om Shanti. Today is the 14th of January 2020, and the point for the special homework to experience the avyakta stage in this avyakta month is throughout the whole day constantly have benevolent wishes for everyone. Have the good wishes to give love and cooperation, the good wishes to increase courage and enthusiasm, the good wishes to belong, and good wishes of remaining soul conscious. These good wishes are the basis of creating an avyakt stage. Baba is encouraging us, whatever we experience, to be on a constant basis all the time, throughout the whole day and every day. And even when we sleep. But before we aim for this constant stage of having whatever aspect of truth throughout the whole day, what is important is to start with the first moments of truth and make sure that these glimpses of truth, these glimpses of these benevolent wishes are real, are the highest quality. And truth itself, reality itself, is the highest quality because there is no mixture. Usually something is of quality when there is no mixture, when it is unadulterated. And another aspect of truth is that it is constant. It does not change. So how can we experience this quality and this constancy of our good feelings, our good wishes, our benevolent wishes for others? Doing the first step right. And this means that the soul is able to be the embodiment of his essence without any distraction, with total and natural concentration. If the soul comes out from this forgetfulness that has made him to think that he is the role, so if this moment of waking up fully is there, then the soul is naturally the embodiment of his essence, of himself. It is like someone wakes up and he finds himself in his real world. He's the real person, not the one he was dreaming of, a character in his dream. And if he wakes up, he does not need to do anything else. This is our story. The soul is always a soul except that believes and gives life to some kind of story about himself based on the role. So the first step to experience the highest feelings is to wake up And this can happen now. It always goes back to now. And as these thoughts are being shared, we can practice at the same time, because truth is not a meditation for a certain time, but it is for always, and this includes now. So we now see the self, and the self is a naturally benevolent personality. And if we touch now, and then we add moments of this awake stage, moments of benevolence, then it is easy. It is something that pulls naturally the attention to. It is easy and natural to share these experiences, in the sense of experiencing the qualities, not an external experience. So it is natural to share these qualities with others. So we now gently, in a second, and with a mindset of easiness and lightness and fun, we see the self, this real angel. Angel is someone who is benevolent by nature. He does not need to meditate on himself and on benevolence. He is benevolent, and the only thing that he has in his heart is benevolent wishes for others. And these others are his family. We are these angels. We are not the role, but this being of light. So we see this being of light being aware of himself very clearly, naturally, as this being of light. And if nothing else is in the awareness, no thoughts about any role, any story in the drama, and if the attention is kept gently focused on this being, we discover his heart. A heart that is like Baba's heart, full of mercy. Even if someone in the drama acts in an unpleasant way, and of course whatever role everyone plays is accurate, it's not that someone does a mistake. The mistake is right within the drama. But of course it's an indication also that other souls, the other brothers of the family of angels, are sleeping. So for someone who is the embodiment of truth, who is awake, he can see the game within the self, but also the game in others. Others are angels. Others are benevolent as well, but in their forgetfulness have reached the lowest stage. We have all reached the lowest stage. And there is mercy. There is authentic, real, selfless love for the family of souls, for humanity that has the same enemy, the vices, forgetfulness. So it's not a matter ever for someone who is awake to enter this game of one ego opposing another ego. But if there is clarity, the awake soul has real mercy from the heart and addresses the real problem. It's not enough to have benevolent feelings. This is necessary. But also there has to be wisdom in understanding where is the problem. The good wishes, the good feelings are not aiming to improve the drama, to improve the story, but to remind the sleeping brides of Baba that they are the brides of God and they are like Him and they have rights, and no matter what happens in the drama, it's not happening to them. So good wishes are for the angels to wake up and seeing them as they are, seeing them as a soul, as someone who is perfect, is the highest form of benevolent feelings. But how steady is this vision? How constant and from how much depth and subtlety it comes? If we are the embodiments of our qualities, then we can project them to that level to others and remind them. And this is why it all goes back to experience, to being Swarup, the embodiment, because it is only this embodiment of truth that can awaken to that level, to that extent, the truth of others, which is the same truth. We are all of the same family. So, in this way, whether we call it service or benevolent feelings, this can be constant, unlimited. And this is the real thing. Everything else we are doing is to reach in this stage, whether it is about ourselves or others. Every karma, every action we do is in order to help others follow the first Srimad, the Srimad of Baba, which is remember that you are a soul. Remember and be the embodiment. And while we are the embodiment, we don't need to create any other thought in order to help others. Because someone who experiences himself, he feels, he experiences such abundance, and you want from your heart others to experience these unlimited treasures, which are not words. They are a real life, a real experience for the one who is out of the forgetfulness, out of the illusion. When we are just ourselves, all we need to do is just to be ourselves. This takes care of everything else. So, good wishes, benevolent feelings are not about thinking about the role and thinking of some kind of improvement within the role, around the role, within the drama, but seeing the soul in his perfect form. And it is this perfect being that sees everything that happens in the drama as Baba sees it. in a naturally detached way, as detached as someone who watches a movie, a drama. And because the whole journey is like this, that until we reach the stage, perhaps the final stage, where we don't forget, but until that stage, we remember one moment, we are these highest personalities, these holy swans, these Raj Rishis, all these big titles that Baba gives. We experience it as real. One moment we experience it, the next moment we become a completely different personality. This being that is under the influence of Ravan. So the ones who understand the game within the self, and of course the same game applies to everyone who is trying to wake up, they have these benevolent feelings of giving them courage and enthusiasm from their own personal efforts, how stable they remain, how firm they remain in their position against the same enemy. But then their own achievements, if there is quality in the achievements and quality in the effort, so-called effort, that we put in order to have the achievements. So if there is quality, then there is lightness, there is humor even towards the weaknesses. And until we reach the stage where we constantly remember that we are perfect, being wise is also necessary, which means that the way we react towards the sleeping stage is with lightness, because the soul that is recognized that is perfect, that the nature is of an angel, if we have experienced this in a real way, then the way we see weaknesses is a completely different story than identifying with the weaknesses, and then when we realize them, instead of remembering that we are angels, very often it's possible to see it from another ego, another weakness that reacts. So giving the benevolent feelings of courage and enthusiasm and zeal to others is connected with how much wisdom we have while we aim to keep the perfect stage all the time, to keep the awareness of the self who is perfect all the time. So these moments, these glimpses of who we really are, these glimpses not only as a vision, but these glimpses that touch the heart, make all souls of the world, not the souls that we just meet, but the souls we think, and we can think of all the family. So we can serve all the souls of the world in an incognito way, in a constant way. So then all limitations are removed. We don't need anyone to give us a service, and no one can take the real service, but it is a natural flow from angels' love, angels' heart. So, right now, we can think of all the family. We can think of these beings of light in their perfect form. And keep our vision firm for as long as possible. And this is moments of great karma, the highest karma, moments where souls receive these drops, or perhaps more than drops, of nectar for their hearts. These moments where they remember their beautiful truth. It is these moments when they get revived. Om Shanti.